I grew up in the urban area around Umtata. In our house, there was no wig that was just for girls or just for boys. I used to do everything, sweep the floor, wash the dishes, cook, clean the house, everything. On Mondays at school, my friends sometimes would ask why I had not gone to play soccer with them on the weekend. When I told them that I was busy at home, they teased me and said I would turn to a girl, Istavan. People in my village sometimes gossip about me saying, Uphakamile uyawuthanda umsebenzi wamantombazana. But even when I came back from circumcision school in July, I did not change my views. I am living outside the box, being the kind of man I want to be, not the kind others want me to be. I live my life to be happy.
She found comfort in her boyfriend a few years ago. He used to listen to her. He gave her the love and attention that she never got from home. She was at the tender age of 14. And he was 20 years old. One day she and her boyfriend were taking a walk. He was asking her to visit his home. She asked, "Why do you want me to go there?" She did not want to go. He finally convinced her. Things got out of hand indoors. She tried to push him away, but he overpowered her. She lay there helplessly while he raped her. She has never had the courage to report this case. She is afraid that the police will blame her for going alone to her boyfriend's house. He still walks free while she lives in fear of what he might attempt to do again. Justice has never been served.